Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I tell you, the temperature right now compared to what it's been the past couple days is amazing. I'll tell you, the heat that we've been going through feels like an August time frame versus, May. But we've been waiting for it. It's something we definitely wanted. So, hey, I'm not complaining. But I will say, I've always liked the cold. But anyways, that's another story. But this temperature-wise right now, perfect gardening weather. Perfect gardening right now. It's amazing. So hopefully you can get out there and spend some time today. I know there's a little bit of rain in the forecast in this area. But man, today's going to be, in my opinion, the best day of the weekend just based on temperature. Because we're going to be only in the 70s versus feeling like, I think on Friday, we looked at the weather and the real feel was like 95 degrees, 96 degrees. Today, going to be, close to 80, but we're going to have some rain that'll keep us cooler. 80 is going to feel like, I don't know, it's going to feel like it's in the 70s just because of it. So hopefully you get to enjoy it. We had a little bit of rain overnight, at least in my house. Well, not in my house, but outside my house here. And it's perfect to have that rain overnight. So then you can enjoy the day outside. Get some things done. I mean, it was great that it was warm, but everybody got to get outside, run through sprinklers, right? My kids were running through sprinklers yesterday multiple times, so they got to enjoy it. But wasn't really the best gardening weather. Whereas this morning, 66 degrees, mostly cloudy right now, perfect. So these temperature changes, what else do they mean? What, I talk about the weather almost every single time that I come onto the air with you. But what do they mean? Well, we can start putting stuff outside, at least in, Massachusetts south. As you go into New Hampshire, the southern New Hampshire, maybe even parts of southern Maine, I think our chances of frost happening are over. I look at the 14-day forecast, and the days nothing below 50 overnight. So that means vegetables, all of them can go outside. Annuals, all outside. everything you want all outside. We can start moving some of our houseplants, you know, during the day outside. And just continue to bring everything and move it to the outside to enjoy the season. We're about a week early. It's been this way almost since last Sunday, being able to put stuff outside, right? So we're almost a couple weeks early compared to when the last frost is. Usually the last frost is about a week from now. But we're not there, so that's just amazing. Anyways, let's get into a phone call. I do have somebody on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Karen's in Massachusetts.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Excuse me. I'm recovering from, I think, COVID, my voice. I had a beautiful holly bush, and I've had it for years, and I came home from being away for a few days, and it seems like the whole top half is brown and dry and cray, and I don't think this is a water thing. Should I just cut all the dead stuff off and get rid of it? I mean, could that be a fungus, everything turning brown? And this thing was super healthy.
Yep. So you're saying, is it brown or is it black? I just want to, because, okay.
Brown, like it looks, the top half looks like it's dead.
Okay. I wanted to make sure, because sometimes when it turns black, that means it's an insect. So that's right. That was the clarification I was looking for.
Yep,
so,
just brown, like dead brown.
Yep. So what I would be doing, first and foremost, before I do any pruning back, is go to the main stems that are where it's brown and scratch the bark with your fingernail. See if underneath the bark it's either brown or green.
Okay.
So if it's green, that's good.
It's alive, yep.
And what could be happening is you're just starting to see some of the winter damage that is showing. And that can just all of a sudden happen, especially with some hollies.
Okay, that makes sense, because I live on a main road, and
yep,
this bush is the closest to the road out of all my landscaping. It's just, this is the first time that's ever happened. But
yeah,
I usually do the bare systemic fungal and all that. Should I still do that with this?
You can if you've
just damage.
Yeah, so if you've done it in the past, that's fine to do. What I would be looking at doing is fertilizing this plant.
Okay. Holytone.
Holytone is perfect for that. Now, let's look back. So see if the plant underneath is alive or dead. If it is
okay,
green, what you can do is remove some of those leaves on there. If it is brown underneath the bark, follow the we'll call it the dead area to where it meets the living area.
Okay, yeah.
And you're going to need to prune back to that section.
Okay.
And what you'll notice, so if it is brown, you'll notice that there's almost like a line on the branch where the dead material and the good material is.
Okay.
And you're going to want to try and cut, you know, maybe it's like half an inch to an inch below where the dead is. That way it's a nice clean cut underneath, just in case any of it is in the center of the, you know what I mean?
Yep, and you know what's funny? I just thought of last winter was the first winter I forgot to do wilt proof.
That could be part of it, because our winter was so crazy.
It was.
I mean, just the amount of snow, and then it would completely just go away. We'd see the grass again, and then it would snow, and on and on and on. And sometimes when we get into this weather where it gets warm, what'll happen with plants is they're just like, all right, I don't know what's going on with the weather. I give up.
Yeah.
And they'll just have that. They'll show the winter damage, and that's the sign that they're showing us, like, hey, we need fertilizer. We need something. Help
okay.
us out. So that's part of it. So I would look at it, but if it is brown underneath the branching, cut it back. cut it back to where the green is.
Yep.
And then, you know, get some of the holly tone either way. So if it, you know, holly tone is going to help it no matter what, but it's going to...
Do you prefer a better... I started buying... your dad used to recommend dynamite.
Yep. So dynamite is... Dynamite is a slower release fertilizer long term for the season, whereas a holly tone is going to give it some of those the nutrients that it needs. There's a certain part of it that is what they call water soluble, which means is instantly as you put it down, once it breaks down, it's available for the plant.
Oh,
whereas dynamite's a long term, like slow release. So that
holly tone, all those tones. There is a little water soluble to give them, like, vitamins ASAP.
Yeah.
And then the rest is slow release?
Yeah. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good. Okay.
If you look at the, if you ever look at the back of a package, and being somebody in this industry and working with these plants, I tend to look at the packages a lot.
Well, yeah, you have to.
And I was looking at them a number of weeks ago, and I saw that there's like a minimal amount, it's like 1% of it that is water soluble. So it's immediately giving something to the plant. So it's actually pretty perfect.
Okay, thank you, Patrick. I will do that today. Yep.
Sounds good, Karen. You have a great rest of your day. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye.
All right, we're going to take a break. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're really just getting started with the show today. Now, I wanted to just go over, right as I was going into break, I started talking about how Holytone has a little bit of water-soluble nitrogen to it. And so I pulled up the bag online so I can kind of, you know, explain it a little bit more and tell you the numbers that it has, right? So Holytone, it's a 4-3-4. So the nitrogen is 4, phosphorus 3. Potassium 4. These are all percentages, so 4%, 3%, 4%. You look at the bag, there's 5% calcium, 1% magnesium, and 5% sulfur. But if you look underneath some of this, it actually shows on there that 1.2% is water-soluble nitrogen. So it's a small amount, but it's 1.2% of 4. So if you look at it, it's a quarter of what the nitrogen is. So a quarter of the nitrogen is pretty much, once you break down, once you water it in, it's actually available almost immediately. So that quick nitrogen. Then the other 2.5%, a little bit more than 2.5%, obviously, percent is water insoluble. So that just means it's a slower release. If you follow some of the, you know, the what it's derived of, it'll show you that 2.5% is slow release nitrogen based on the feather meal, the poultry manure, bone meal, and alfalfa meal. So the good thing about it is there's that little boost, like I said, little boost of nitrogen. And then it's a slower release. And that's why it can last so long, right? So it is a great product to be using for your plants right now when it comes to fertilizing for any of the winter damage that is out there. Now, I could sit here and tell you everything that you should use Holytone on. But think of it this way. The majority of evergreens, azaleas, anything that's acid-loving, you know, blueberries, pine trees, right? You could also use it on hydrangeas, on certain hydrangeas, right? So that's, you know, it loves the acidic, any of the acidic-loving plants this can be used for as your general fertilizer. And if you're noticing some of those, issues that are out there, some of that winter damage, Holytone is going to help you at this point. It's not too late by any means to fertilize. Just because we had a few warm days doesn't mean that you just stop fertilizing or stop using like a Holytone. At this point, it looks like, you know, maybe another hot weekend next weekend, but it's going to be 70s thereafter. So, you know, let's continue to fertilize with our plants, making sure we do water the fertilizer in to take care of what we're seeing, right? Sometimes this heat flash, if you will shock some of these plants, and some of the winter damage will show its head. It'll just pop up. So cleaning up any of those branches, seeing if it's alive underneath or not, is definitely the way to go. You're going to start to see a lot of things really in almost full flower, not flower, but full leaf. Anything that's deciduous, you know, I'm noticing at my house, some things are a little bit slower. I have a number of roses Sharon, or the hibiscus, right, that are out in the yard, that a few of them have barely started to bud out. But we all know that's normal when it comes to the roses Sharon, right? You're going to look at those and keep looking, and all of a sudden you're like, ah, it's dead. I'm going to go cut it down. Then you walk out and it's in full leaf. That's what happens. Anyways, we got 3.5 hours left in the show, so give us a call. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9-pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police in Buffalo, New York say 13 people were shot, 10 of them killed, in what authorities called a hate crime and racially motivated violent extremism. 11 of the victims are black, 2 of them white. The shooting happened Saturday afternoon at a supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood just a few miles north of downtown Buffalo. Mayor Byron Brown says it's the worst tragedy any community can face.
We are hurting and we are seething right now as a community. The depth of pain that families are feeling and that all of us are feeling right now cannot even be explained.
The suspect is an 18-year-old white man from New York State who authorities say was wearing military-style clothing and body armor and drove hours to Buffalo. He is set to face arraignment by Saturday night. This is USA Radio News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning his counterpart in Finland that relations could be, quote, negatively affected if the country follows through with plans to apply for NATO membership. According to the Kremlin's press service, Putin told the Finnish president that Finland's abandonment of, quote, its traditional policy of military neutrality would be an error since there are no threats to Finland's security. In a statement, the Finnish head of state told Putin how starkly Finland's security environment had changed after Russia invaded Ukraine in February. He also points out Russia's demands on Finland to refrain from seeking membership to the Western military alliance. Phil Mickelson will not be defending his PGA championship this year. He's opting to extend his hiatus after comments he made in Golf Digest in February about a Saudi-funded rival league he supports and the PGA Tour that he accused of obnoxious greed. Mickelson is the first major champion not to defend his title since 2015. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I do believe we have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Rachel's in New Hampshire.
Rachel, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call. Good morning to you. I just purchased a protect and feed from Bayer.
Okay.
And I noticed on the package it says to put the granules around the base of the plant of the tree. Now, why is it the base of the tree and not the drip line?
So on this one, it can actually be taken up at any part of the plant, the way this is built up. So what that means is it can actually, be taken up at the root flare. So it's perfectly all right. This is how that product works. The BioAdvance, which is formerly Bayer, has, and I think will be for a long time, the ones that come out with different styles of being able to, different styles of the way the fertilizer is taken. They have a huge research and development team. So what they're doing there is, is perfect for, the future of the industry. But it is something that it definitely works. They've looked into it, and it's definitely the way it'll be fine to work.
So how far away from the base?
So maybe like a foot, not even, you don't have to go that far on these, just the way it's built.
Oh, okay. I already put my mulch down. Remove the mulch, or can I just put it on top of the mulch?
So you can put it on top of the mulch, and I do believe it says on there to water in the granules, and that will slowly push it in there. So it's not something, to worry too much about. Just make sure it's watered in, and it will start to break down and go into what it is.
I just want to make sure it's effective.
Yep. No, you're okay. Continue the way you have been, and then you'll definitely be fine.
Okay. Okay, about a foot from the tree trunk.
Yes.
And I can put it on top of the mulch. Okay,
yep.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
All right, no problem. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, and you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time in the show. We're really just getting started here. So hopefully you can wake up and enjoy your garden today. It's a cooler morning compared to the past couple days. So it really feels like a good morning to be out in the garden. But temperatures are going to warm up. Continue to do what you can in the morning. And when I say morning, I mean, you're watering, taking care of some things. So it has the day to really absorb your water, fertilizers, that type of thing. Because the heat of the day, we don't want to be stressing out, our plants. So we water in the morning to allow the water to slowly seep into the plant. Whereas if we water midday when it's been hot all morning into the afternoon, what can happen is that plant is so dry that the water sometimes can go right through. It can have some issues where the water doesn't go to where it needs to be, right? So that is something to be thinking about when it comes to watering. Watering should be done in the mornings, if possible, right? Doing what you can to do that in the morning versus midday or even at night. Watering is a process of learning how to, right? When I first got into the garden centers, when I was very little, I had to be taught how to water. Because you can water, you can sit there and take the hose and go from plant to plant. And if you're not sitting there long enough or you're not doing enough, it can be very ineffective for the plants. So, let's learn a little bit about what to do with watering. Small plants that are in containers, right? Watering them to fill the container is great, but how many times do you do it? So it depends on how dry the plant is or how, when the last time you watered it. Sometimes very dry plants, water just runs right through. And it's not going to where it needs to be. You'll just see the water if you're, watering a container. Think about a hanging basket that's dry. When you water it, the water all of a sudden already comes out of that hole in the bottom of the container. And it's just dripping through water-wise. You're saying, oh, it's dripping through, it's perfect. Well, not the water. The water is not getting to where it needs to be. So a lot of times with like a hanging basket, we will fill the hanging basket, go to the next plant we need to water, do a few plants, then come back to the hanging basket and water again and constantly do these things. Do it 2 to 3 times a time that you're watering, right? Because it takes some of these plants a bit to absorb the water. So the thing is, we don't want to get to that such a dry spot, so it doesn't take 3, maybe 4 times for the water to really sit there. So that's why we try to do it in the morning, give it all day to dry out, so the next day it's come through the night where it's a little bit cooler, and it can absorb a little bit easier, and it's not as stressed. Now, moving on to shrubs and trees that you've planted in the garden, right? Shrubs in general. What are we doing? We're taking the hose. And to be honest, the best way to do it is get the hose on a trickle. A 3 to 5 gallon plant that you've put in the ground, leave the hose on the trickle on the plants for 10, 15 minutes and just let it sit. What does that do? You're saying, well, it's only a trickle. Well, 10 to 15 minutes of a trickle is really going to absorb into the plant. It's going to slowly seep into the roots. What else is it going to do? It's actually going to allow the water, like I said, to go slowly in, but it slowly seeps down, showing the root system it can go further down to get water. It doesn't just have to pull the water right from the top. You know, initially, a lot of your plants are going to pull it right from the top because that's where the root system is. But leaving a hose on a trickle and allowing it to seep in is the best way to do. So, you know, a lot of your shrubs that you're putting in, like 3-5 gallons, 10 to 15 minutes on a trickle. Now, bigger plants, right? Root balls, something that, you know, has some height to it. Maybe it's 15, 20. If it's got some decent size, 20 to 30 minutes on a trickle. Now we have we got a hydrangea tree. We brought it, I got it for Mother's Day, for my wife, and put the hose on a trickle for about a half hour. This hydrangea tree has a root ball on it that's about 18 to 20 inches wide. And it's about 2 feet tall, right? Left it on the other day for about 40 minutes on a trickle. The whole thing, just the whole root ball absorbed that water. You could just see the plant thriving from the deeper watering. So it's definitely important to be looking at how you're watering your plants now throughout the season so that when it does come time for winter, We have treated the plant all season. And when I say treated, I mean just watered, right? We know now from a lot of the plants that we're seeing, a lot of winter damage, what winter can do. You know, we know what winter does when it comes to, snow. The snow cover versus no snow cover. The winter winds, the damaging winds. We're seeing those things. But it starts now to protect our plants for next winter, right? So it starts by fertilizing at this point, but it's the watering again. Some of your established plants, we have gone through some weird weather situations the past couple of years. If you think about it, 2 years ago, we had a very hot summer where June, July, August was just hot. And then this past year, we had May and June that were really warm, abnormally warm. There was a little bit of cold here and there mixed in. But then July and August, all it did was rain. So our plants are just up and down, don't know what's going on. So with us, you know, we can adapt as people, but our plants can't adapt as easily. So that's why we got to be consistent, and even some of your more established trees and shrubs. You know, when I say trees and shrubs, I'm not talking like a 60-foot pine tree. I'm talking, you know, your weeping cherry in the front yard. It's been there for a few years, or it's been there for a number of years. Adding some water to it is only going to help it thrive. Your rhododendrons that had damage this year, you know, we fertilize them with Hollytone to help bring them back, and then we water them to help with that stress that we've had. Maybe even using some protolizer on these plants, right? They've had a stressful spring. I mean, think about it. A little over a week ago, we were cold. We were wearing winter jackets and sweatshirts outside. And now we're wearing shorts and tank tops. I mean, I'm not wearing a tank top. I got a dad bod. That's what it is. But the fact of the matter is you get the idea. So our plants are feeling those exact same things. So we need to take care of them. And now's the time to act. There's not water bans out there. And if they are water bans, they're still allowing you to water just on odd days or even days. You get the idea. but take advantage of it while we still can. Take care of those established plants just like you're taking care of some of the new plants. Because, you know, we have rain tonight, last night, and we'll have some during the day. But when's the next rain coming, right? It feels like we're getting into that last year's weather pattern where it'll be warm for the next 2 months, and maybe it's going to rain in July and August. I hope not. Please, just don't blame it on me. I know I just said it out loud when I shouldn't have. But we don't know what the weather is, so let's start taking care of our plants now for the long term of them. Anyways, we're going to head to a break. You can give us a call here at 855-660-4261. We'll take that break. We'll be back.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Dover.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Good morning.
I have a couple questions.
Sure.
One is the current one. I'm a little late in transplanting some of my perennials, and Stilbe is up a good, I'd say 7 or 8 inches. And, of course, I've let the plants go for a number of years without quartering them and stuff. Can I still do that? And your dad used to recommend when I transplanted anyways to use one of these dissolved things, a root starter, or should I just wait till the fall?
So you can still do it at this point, right? What I would look for you to do is, you know, wait a few days. It's looking like tomorrow is also going to be, you know, warm, whereas the middle of the week it's going to be cool. And not that that is a huge difference, but if you go from trying to dig something up on a 90-degree day versus something in the 70s, the temperature-wise isn't, you know, as bad, but it doesn't, the plant isn't as hot and stressed, and it's not going to try and absorb the water instantly as much as it would previously. But what I would suggest doing is, you know, picking the day that you're going to transplant them. So say we're going to do Wednesday, just as an example. I want you to Tuesday go out there, thoroughly water whatever you're going to transplant or break up, etc. Like, I'm talking heavy water to allow the water to absorb nicely into the plant. And, leave it on there for 20 minutes, half hour, etc. What that's going to do is when it comes time for you to dig up the plant the next day, it's very saturated. And the plant isn't going to be, you know, searching for water when it gets cut, right? There's going to be that initial shock, whereas the shock, it tries to absorb whatever is left in the soil, the root system does. But because it's saturated, it's not absorbing much of anything, and it's not going to absorb air, right? So the air is what can shock your roots. When I mean air, I don't mean like, you know, just air outside. It's just in the soil, there's no, when it's really dry, there's nothing to absorb. So it's just plain air, right? Whereas when it's saturated, it can just absorb water and not be as shocked. Now, when you dig it up and move it to the next planting spot, use something along the lines of a biotone starter, right? So biotone is a granular form you mix into the soil. It helps with transplant shock. The other thing you can look at doing is using some of the protolyzer. So protolyzer works with any fertilizer that you've used, but it does help with transplant shock. What it does is it helps it just absorb the new nutrients, okay? So what I would look at doing is maybe watering the night before, using the protolyzer that, you know, that night as well after you've watered, then planting it, getting it in there, using like a starter fertilizer like the biotone, and then from there, using like a protolyzer maybe a week later to help with the transplant shock and the scare that it will go through. Okay, so it's definitely something that can be done at this time. It's not to worry about.
You put my mind at ease. My other question is two parts. It has to do with our local bull animals, deer and something else, and I think woodchucks hitting some of my plants. Over the winter, we have two large cedar bushes. By large, I'm talking probably 12 to 14 feet high and about 18 feet across.
Okay.
And they strip the bottom 4.5 feet.
Okay.
By the time I noticed it, because it's on the back side of the house, I did get some deer and rabbit liquid to spray on. But of course, when I got home and looked in the thing, it says, you know, apply above 40 degrees or dry. I never got that.
So, Bob, hang tight with me. I'm hitting a break. We'll answer on the other side.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.